Tortoise waren das hier mit Ox Duke und seit 25 Jahren gibt's sie mittlerweile, die Instrumentalband aus Chicago. Ja, ihr Ziel, sich eigentlich immer neu zu erfinden und keine Platte zweimal zu machen. Und obwohl sie sich fast 7 Jahre Zeit gelassen haben, kam Anfang des Jahres das Album The Catastrophist heraus. Das ist ein Album, das ein bisschen ruhiger und weniger aggressiv klingt als noch der Vorgänger. Und heute Abend im Columbia Theater wird das ganze Album live vorgestellt und im Studio, da begrüße ich jetzt den Douglas McCombs. Ja, der ist Bassist und auch Gitarrenspieler bei Tortoise. Hi and welcome.
Hi.
It almost took 4 years to complete the album, The Catastrophist. Is there any explanation for that? Do you work slower nowadays? So what were the reasons for that?
That's one reason. I think as the band has gotten older and we've sort of, I guess as the band has gotten older, it's taken us longer and longer to make albums just because I guess we're pretty self-critical, and it takes us longer to arrive at things that we think are acceptable.
So you don't want to do things twice.
Right, exactly.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay.
Or, you know, or at least try and advance, make an advancement in some way. And so it takes a long time to arrive at those things.
I can imagine it's a challenge because as a musician, you get used to a certain thing after a while and to certain techniques and you don't want to stuck to them.
Yeah, I guess that's what we try and avoid. Sometimes it makes sense to do the easy thing, but for the most part, we're trying to push ourselves to not do the easy thing and to make something that would be more unusual or harder to arrive at for us. So each time it takes longer and longer.
So do you have to cope with the thing that you kill your darlings after a while?
Sort of. I mean, the thing is, we still enjoy playing songs that we wrote 20 years ago, but we don't want to rewrite those same songs over and over again. You know what I mean? So it takes us a little more work and a little more effort to arrive at things that are new and fresh for us.
Yeah. The blueprint of the album was a remittance work for the city of Chicago a few years ago, and the tracks are also included on the current album, but they changed heavily. So can you describe how they changed and what happened from the beginning till the album came out?
The commission for the city of Chicago was a kind of specific thing. They asked us to write a new set of material for a live performance that would incorporate members from the jazz community in Chicago and people that we had been associated with from that community. So the music that we wrote for that initial performance was more bare bones. It was like, some riffs and melodies that we could sort of easily transcribe and do bigger arrangements for these extra musicians, and also give the extra musicians room for like improvisation and for solo, for soloing and stuff like that. So to make them into Tortoise songs, where there wasn't going to be that sort of that improvisational feel to them, we sort of had to put more work into them and do more writing to make them more concrete as Tortoise songs, if that makes sense. So basically, we didn't feel like the songs would be as interesting without the extra musicians. So to make the songs more interesting, we had to write more parts and sort of do different arrangements and change some things about the songs. And that took a little while.
But there was never the idea to involve these musicians in Tortoise for a project or something like that.
There was for a minute. We thought about trying it that way, but it really didn't. In the end, that didn't really seem like a Tortoise thing to us. I mean, Tortoise has become this sort of collective personality of our five personalities. And the best work that we do is when all five of those personalities sort of coalesce into something. And while it was interesting to play with the extra musicians, I think we just felt like we wanted to make a more of a Tortoise thing out of those songs. And so, and plus, when we're starting to work on an album, as I stated before, it's sort of a long, tedious process of coming up with material. It can take a long time for a song to develop for Tortoise, sometimes over the course of years, for a song to actually take shape. And so since we had these things that were already sort of starting to take shape, we thought that would be a good place to start.
Oh, okay. I'll translate a bit. Yeah. Ein paar Jahre vorher hat die Stadt Chicago gesagt, hey, Tortoise, wir haben hier so eine Auftragsarbeit für euch. Vielleicht macht er ja auch mal ein bisschen Musik mit Leuten aus der Jazz-Szene aus Chicago. Haben sie dann auch gemacht. Ja, und sozusagen, das war schon irgendwie so der Rohbau für die Songs, die dann später auf The Catastrophist drauf sind. Allerdings haben sie dann natürlich nochmal zusammen gewerkelt, die fünf Jungs von Tortoise, und dem Ganzen dann eben den gewissen Tortoise-Touch verpasst. Auf die Frage, ob da nicht die Jazzmusiker da irgendwie auch involviert wären, er meinte, nee, es klang schon ganz gut so, dass sie so zu fünft arbeiten, da kommen sie irgendwie besser drauf klar. How do you compose tracks? Is it always a jam? Or do you put down notes sometimes?
I mean, it's maybe a jam in a conceptual way. It's not, mm-hmm. we don't really jam a lot. We mostly assemble at the recording studio and show each other ideas, and then we start to work on them more on the computer than we do just sitting down and playing. So you
have to hear it them again and again, mm-hmm. so that you can play them by heart later on, or mm-hmm. how does it work?
I mean a lot of times, most of the time, we're assembling these songs from really small ideas, and we're letting each member of the band add their ideas to the idea, and this is all done like sort of in the recording process, and then we learn how to play them later. And sometimes it makes sense for us to treat the track as a demo or something like that, and then learn how to play it and then record it. But oftentimes we don't re-record it. We just sort of work with the tracks that as they're going along. We just sort of build and work on the track and change things about it until it eventually is a song. And this is all done, like I said, in the recording process, not like as a whole band playing mm-hmm. together.
Oh, okay.
So then later we have to learn how to play them live, which is sometimes a challenge.
And if you, when you play live, do the songs sometimes differ?
They change slightly sometimes, and they evolve slowly mm-hmm. over years. Like some of our older songs, songs from 20 years ago have slowly taken a sort of slightly different form over the years. But that's sort of random, and it sort of depends on what song it is. Like sometimes they don't change at all.
Uh-huh. Oh, it depends. And everyone involved in Tortoise has different instruments. You yep. play mostly guitar and bass, officially. During the crying. And how do you decide who's playing the instruments live on stage then? So,
well, that just becomes more of like what's practical. Mm-hmm. If a particular song needs that person's feel, like say we're talking about the drummers, there are three drummers in Tortoise. And sometimes maybe a drummer that plays on a track on the recording doesn't play any other instrument on the recording, but then maybe we might need him to play another instrument live, so then one of the other drummers would play the drum part live. Unless you need that particular drummer's feel, then it's sort of all based on what makes the most sense for live, like which guitar player, which drummer, which bass player has the right feel for the song, and then somebody else can cover the other parts.
Okay, so ja, da die Jungs bei Tortoise ja so viele Instrumente spielen können und das dann natürlich auch im Studio alles ausprobieren, stellt sich natürlich die Frage, wie das dann live umgesetzt wird, weil man kann ja dann nicht mehrere Spuren ablaufen lassen, man möchte gerne live spielen und es kommt halt immer drauf an, wer halt das beste Feeling hat für den Song und dann wird halt geguckt, was dann auf jeden Fall passt. Tortoise is well known for instrumental tracks that don't need necessarily a voice. But on the current album, you decided to work with Georgia Hubley from Yola Tenga. Mm-hmm. How came it all about?
Well, that particular track, as we were recording it, we were treating it like any other Tortoise track, like thinking of it as an instrumental song. And then as it was going along, it seemed to have like, it seemed to have enough space on it that maybe it would be a good song to try vocals on. And so we asked Georgia if she would sing on it, and we didn't give her any instructions. We just said, here, try singing on this song. We didn't ask her to write lyrics or to even treat it as a verse chorus type song. Mm-hmm. Just try singing something on it, whatever you feel. And she ended up writing lyrics, and that sort of does have a verse chorus kind of feeling to it. And so we have performed it with Georgia a few times live, but mostly when we play it live now, we play it as an instrumental song.
Also today.
Ja.
Okay. Ja, heute Abend gibt's das nur als instrumental, aber dafür jetzt hier schon mal mit auf jeden Fall der Georgia Harplay von Yola Tango, die Nummer heißt Yonder Blue. Und gleich gibt's noch Tickets und ich quatsch natürlich noch ein bisschen weiter mit Douglas McCombs von Tortoise. Tortoise featuring Georgia Harplay von Yola Tango. Auch zu finden auf dem aktuellen Album The Catastrophist von Tortoise. Douglas McCombs von der Band Tortoise ist jetzt hier zu Gast bei der Morning Show am Nachmittag und heute Abend spielt er ja mit seiner Band im Columbia Theater. Und jetzt will ich noch ein bisschen was fragen. I read that you didn't record your current album in your studio, but at John McIntyre's house, which means
a
smaller venue, or what was the difference to your normal recording situation?
Well, John has Soma Recording Studios, which it's still called Soma. But in the process of making the album, we recorded most of the tracks in his commercial studio space. And then sort of before we started mixing the album, he decided to close down that space and move it into his house. So it's still Soma Recording Studios, and it's maybe a slightly smaller studio space. It's hard to explain, but he's going to concentrate on mixing in his new studio. So it's a little smaller, and it's in his house. And we finished the album, like as far as mixing and stuff, we finished it there. But it was still all recorded at his old studio space.
But it had no effects on the recording? Or
not really. I mean, in the future, things might work a little differently. We might go to some... we haven't really talked about it, but I mean, we may have to go to some other recording studio in the future to like maybe track and record stuff and then use his studio as a mixing place. But you can also, in his current home studio situation, you can still play if you wanted to, like in the place.
But everybody fits in the studio. It's not too small or something like that.
Well, we don't. Tortoise doesn't really do that anyway. Okay. We don't really all play at once very often.
There's also a cover version on The Catastrophist, a song by David Essex, which is called Rock On, released in the early 70s.
Yeah.
A quite minimal track with no rockisms in it.
Right.
Although it's called Rock On. And yeah. Do you also like to play with some kind of expectations with the audience?
Well, I'm not really sure about our motivation for doing that song, other than that particular song, Rock On, I think it was probably released in 1972 or something. It's ubiquitous on U.S. Classic rock radio. You can hear it every day.
It's a hit in the U.S.
But it's still on classic rock radio. Okay. You can almost hear it any day. If you're driving in your car, you can hear that song almost any time of the day. And at some point, it occurred to John and I almost simultaneously, John McIntyre, that it was a very unusual sort of arrangement and recording of a song for to be a hit single like that. It's very unusual. It's not a rock song at all, and it's a very strange record. It has the super cool bass line and very minimal arrangement, and it seemed like a Tortoise song to us. Mm-hmm. And we thought it would be fun to try and record a version of it, and we just had to find like the right singer to sing it, because we knew that none of us were going to sing it. So that was the only thing. Like, if we could find somebody convincing to sing the song.
So. You haven't found yet.
Oh, yeah. No, we did. I mean, the guy who sings it on the record is a friend of ours from Chicago who plays in a bunch of really great, cool bands in Chicago, U.S. Maple and this band called Dead Rider, which is another really great band in Chicago. And he's a very convincing performer and singer.
Okay, that cleared my last question because I thought it was you.
No.
Bevor wir uns den Song anhören, Rock On von Tortoise, gibt es natürlich auch noch ein paar Tickets abzugreifen. Ne? Das macht natürlich am meisten Spaß. Dann wählt doch mal eine Nummer, die heißt 030-2000-9000, Berlin 2000-9000. Ja, und dann geht zum besten Falle der Martin ans Telefon und schickt euch dahin, wo ihr hin wollt, nämlich ins Columbia Theater zu Tortoise. Thank you, Doug, for being
here. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
So have a great night here in Berlin.